What other organisations and individuals are you looking forward to hearing from during the event in Stockholm?
Plenty of things are happening. There's a number of pre-events the day before the event. So there's at least two or three, I think two big youth events happening. There's going to be a pre-event with all national internet governance forum platforms. So there are about 14 platforms across pan-European space. I'm looking forward to that involvement of all those different national dialogue spaces, first of all, into Euridig. And as regards Euridig proper, I'm looking forward to the plenary on European democracy and change, Trickle Springs Waterfalls. This is with Carl Bildt and with Secretary General Jagland. I think it's really interesting to see what's happening with society's democracy. Things are changing. I think people understand that. You hear about riots. You hear about pirate parties. You hear about, you know, challenges to the, let's say, the orthodox structures of political life in different countries across Europe. The internet is a vehicle for mobilizing, for having a voice. It's creating unrest, also in sub-Sahara countries, as you know. So what does that mean? So where is it going? The power of people is becoming stronger, not weaker. Is the ability of governments to understand and embrace it? Is it there? Will they embrace it, or will they try to control it? The key to it is to look at that, I think, and to make sure we don't overly take steps to lock it down, lock down that freedom of expression, lock down that the ability to be democratic, have the right to assembly and association. That's one particular session, but I mean there are other sessions which I think are very important. Intellectual property, also, are we criminalizing a generation? The importance of protecting property, intellectual property, but at the same time giving people the freedom to share content. There's also Queen Sylvia is going to talk about children on the internet, and of course how you make them how can children participate more actively? There's a lot of initiatives to control content which is thought to be harmful to children. This is not a new discussion, but to make sure that we don't again overly control what's online. So those are two big events I think of, but there are plenty of things. There's 20 plus events in the 2 days.
What are the main discussion points on this year's agenda? Identify three that you think are likely to have most impact going forward.
I think that all the, as I just mentioned, I think that the uprisings, the unrest, the demonstrations, the big demonstrations across Europe regarding intellectual property is a big one. And I'd like to hear more from people about what they think about that and what they think is going to happen about their freedom on the internet. That's really, for me, a key one. Human rights on the internet in general, the ability for users to understand they have freedom and put rights and certain responsibilities too, in the sense their inclusion, their citizenship, their ability to take control of themselves, that's something which needs to be discussed. It's okay going online, clicking yes and entering spaces and whatever, but we all have roles to play. What is a citizen online? Who is that person? What freedoms do they have? Do they have any responsibilities? They are included. Should they be included more? How do they fit into this freedom landscape, and a freedom landscape which is maybe threatened with possible regulation? If there is the rise of the user, what does that really signify? And what are we looking towards?
From the Council of Europe's viewpoint, what more needs to be done to improve the governance of the internet?
As Carl Bildt said some weeks ago in another conference, swarming people with nets of dialogue, meaning more dialogue than less, is important. I think the importance of discussing and getting people to discuss and discuss and discuss is not something which is going to make people weary. There's too many things out there, and more discussion rather than less is key.
What does the Council of Europe hope will be the outcome of Euridig? Are you looking to, hopefully, as a result of this conference, be able to have a stronger input into the International Internet Governance Forum that takes place later this year, the IGF?
So it does. It serves, in terms of its results, as you say, the global platform, UN-led platform called Internet Governance Forum, which is taking place in Baku, 6 to 9 November this year. So it's going to help Europeans so shape their views in going into the global space, talking to other continents about their views and opinions.